This Week Here and Now is participating in a global journalism collaboration to strengthen coverage of climate change. The series is called Covering Climate Now, and today's story looks at the promise of something called direct air capture. Scientists and governments agree there's so much carbon dioxide in the air right now that to avoid the worst effects of global warming, the world can't just stop polluting. It needs to take the greenhouse gas that's already in our atmosphere out. And Brett Dahlberg of IEEE Spectrum has more.
The concentration of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere now is unprecedented in the last 800,000 years. That's according to the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change and a host of leading scientists and researchers. As a result, they say, temperatures are rising. And if nothing changes, agricultural regions will collapse, coastal communities will flood, and the spread of tropical diseases will accelerate. But Steve Oldham has a machine that might help prevent those disasters.
It sounds like a waterfall, like a kind of noise, as chemical trickles through a PVC filter.
Oldham's the CEO of a company called Carbon Engineering. They're one of several that's trying to pull carbon dioxide directly out of the atmosphere. The company's design sucks air into a big box where a special chemical separates carbon dioxide from the rest of the gases. It's a competitive field, Oldham says, so he can't reveal everything.
How we drip it in various places is actually part of our secret sauce.
Funding for this kind of technology, called direct air capture, is part of President Joe Biden's infrastructure plan, though some of the details are still fuzzy. But people who study the economics of climate change say some type of government involvement will be necessary to make the technology viable on a large scale. Right now, Carbon Engineering's only capturing about a single ton of carbon dioxide a day from the atmosphere, nowhere near enough to have any noticeable impact on the climate.
Worldwide, we need to be removing from the atmosphere 10 billion tons a year.
Roger Ains is chief scientist of the energy program at Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory. He's been studying this technology for years. He says direct air capture has been used for decades at small scales in closed systems.
We have submarines that don't surface for 6 months. They're cleaning up their air by these same methods. And we have spacecraft that do exactly the same thing.
Ains says it's a really elegant solution to the problem of an overcarbonized atmosphere. In theory, the amount of carbon dioxide that machines can capture straight out of the air is basically infinite. It's limited only by the amount of land and energy available to run the machinery and the cost of putting it all together.
It's sexy as hell. And that simplicity is easy to understand, but it's also easy to grasp in terms of how it gets applied to the problem. So that's terrific. On the other hand, it's clearly the most expensive option we have today.
So what about cheaper options? How about planting trees?
Okay, why don't we plant gazillion trees?
Graciela Chichilnitsky is a math and economics professor at Columbia University and the founder of another direct air capture company. She says there's just not enough space on the planet for all the trees needed to absorb the carbon dioxide that humans have already emitted. And besides, it couldn't happen fast enough.
Before that, we will all be boiled, right? We will be baked.
So Chichilnitsky's company, like others, is trying to turn carbon dioxide into money. At Arizona State University, researchers are testing a design they call a mechanical tree. It's a series of tall cylinders that noisily extend themselves upward, accordion style, to maximize their surface area exposed to the air. Rayad Fazani is the executive director of Silicon Kingdom Holdings, which is designing the system for ASU.
Now, these discs sit in the ambient air, in other words, air as it comes, and they attract the CO2 molecule as it passes through.
Fazani says this design is important because it cuts down on the amount of energy and emissions needed to run the carbon capture machinery. He says they don't want to be responsible for creating the same gas they're trying to remove.
Now, having said that, we do use some energy. So again, the equation is all about reducing the absolute amount of energy to a lowest possible level and still capturing the CO2 and still being able to clean it up and still being able to use it.
Proponents of direct air capture hope that eventually governments and businesses will want to pay companies to remove carbon dioxide from the atmosphere not just so they can use it as a raw material in things like carbonated drinks or chemical manufacturing, but so that it gets eliminated from the production cycle entirely, buried underground in a solid form called a carbonate, which is similar to what seashells and chalk are made of. People in the industry agree it's expensive, but they also say stopping emissions isn't enough. Governments have to make a move to pull back the carbon dioxide humans have already emitted if they want to avoid a climate crisis. For Here and Now, I'm Brett Dahlberg.